You're listening to SBS News. Politicians in Queensland and New South Wales are continuing to argue about borders. Queensland is marking 28 days without community transmission, which Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says is a real cause for celebration. He's used the achievement to criticise the New South Wales Premier.
It just underlines how disappointing it is to see the New South Wales Premier admit that they don't share that aspiration, they don't aspire to that target, that they've effectively given up on that goal of 28 days of no unlinked transmission.
Gladys Berejiklian says the criticism is offensive, arguing the 28-day target is unrealistic for her state.
I find that comment really offensive, to be honest. Our aim has always been to have zero community transmission. But the other question is it realistic for 28 days in a state the size of New South Wales when we have an open economy? And I would say that is a very high benchmark.
New South Wales has recorded 10 new cases, including 5 in hotel quarantine and 5 other infections that were locally acquired and linked to a known case or cluster. The community transmission in New South Wales has led to speculation over whether Queensland will push back the planned November 1st reopening. Chief Health Officer Dr. Janet Young says a decision won't be made until much closer to the target date.
At the end of each month is when we assess what's been going on in the previous 28 days, and so we'll make that assessment then, because there are a whole range of issues. Most issues New South Wales are very well on top of. They're very good. So we also want to see significant testing.
Victoria has detected 11 new cases and no deaths, and the state has less than 200 active cases. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says the state is doing all it can to control the latest outbreaks, and he's apologised to some people who claim they've received conflicting advice from contact tracers. Victoria was forced to overhaul its contact tracing capability by adding resources and improving technology after it was found wanting at the start of the pandemic.
Do you fully trust the systems that we have in place?
Yes, I do. I mean, I accept that there will always be gaps and things that we need to tighten up, things that we need to review, because there's feedback about what isn't working, and that'll be from our own staff, centrally, regionally, in our local units, but any community member who speaks of the difficulties or the mixed messages or the inconsistencies is a lesson for us, and we should take it as well.
Premier Daniel Andrews has faced more questions over hotel quarantine after the former Health Minister Jenny Markakos claimed the root cause of the scheme's failures came from his decision to subvert the usual cabinet process. In a written submission, she's urged the Board of Inquiry to treat his evidence with caution after he claimed he didn't know who made the decision to hire private security guards. The Board of Inquiry is due to report next month, and Daniel Andrews says it's for the board to make the judgment calls and deliver its findings.
That's a judgment that the board can make. I've provided my evidence both in written form and in testimony, and the board can draw their own conclusions, as I'm sure they will. That's exactly the role that they have to play. We won't hesitate to take up the findings and any recommendations that are made, and to make sure that changes are made so that we can't have this sort of thing happen again.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.